Hi, this is Jackson Fong, Student Ministries Pastor here at Community Church of Susanville, and you're listening to an audio devotional based on our week 4 called Deepening My Relationships. Week 4 is based off the series The Me I Want to Be by John Ortberg, and we'll be taking the next 10 minutes to take a look at that. Today is, again, part of week 4. And it is day 3, the idea of loving others to show God's love. Before we do anything else, why don't we go ahead and pray. Dear God, thanks so much for today. Thank you for our time together. And Lord, thank you for loving us. We're excited to figure out what you want for us and how that's going to come together. So please speak to us and help us to hear from you. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're going to be looking at John chapter 13. John chapter 13, verses 33 to 35. Dear children, I will be with you only a little longer. And as I told the Jewish leaders, you will search for me, but you can't come where I am going. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Whew. When we look at this, it's kind of interesting. Jesus is talking, and he's talking to his disciples, and he's telling them that his time with them is short because he's gonna be crucified. I think for us, we want to focus on the idea that this is one of the last things he tells them. That he really pushes for. Verse 34, so now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. In the past, for the disciples, they had all sorts of things they had to look at and focus on and memorize and really take to heart. But Jesus sums it all up to loving each other. He goes, so now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Jesus moves on to say, not only is it really important for us to love, but to love with the love that Jesus has shown. And that love, it's a selfless love. It's a giving love. It's a caring love. It's a priceless love. It's the idea that you're looking out for people, you're caring for people, that you're giving to people. Without the mandate to expect something back. You're doing it because you care, but you're doing it because you can see the deepness of what's the possibilities are. And there's some great things that are available. Some great possibilities. So Jesus calls us to love, and he calls us to love following his example. And he clarifies it, just as I have loved you, you should love each other. This is the love that we're supposed to show to each other, show to other Christians, show to other people, a selfless love, a giving love, a caring love. And the reason why is this, verse 35, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. What would happen if Christians truly would love each other like that? That when we would have an argument or a debate or a discussion, that we'd focus on spending time with that other person to really get to know what they're thinking and why they're thinking it. Churches wouldn't split. People wouldn't leave churches because they would make time to love each other. They would listen to where the other person is coming from. And even when they would crazy, intensely disagree, they would figure a way past it. That's the love that God desires for us to show each other. In the midst of being hurt, in need of food, of rest, of caring, just like Jesus did over and over throughout the New Testament, this is how God desires for us to be able to turn around and do that with each other. To be able to love with a love that knows no bounds. He went out and he would love on people that his peers would disagree of and disapprove of. Jesus would do that with Samaritans, who the Jewish people did not do well with. He would do that with tax collectors, which the Jewish people did not do well with. What would it look like if we truly expressed a caring, selfless, giving love? Not just to people who are homeless or orphans, but to do that with people that sometimes we talk bad about. To that one girl that she made mistakes, and now she's pregnant. But what would happen if we really loved on her? What would happen if that kid that was constantly getting picked on because he smelled bad or he dressed horribly? What would happen if we truly loved him? That coworker or that boss that is just obnoxious and rude and arrogant, what would happen if we truly loved them? What would happen if we truly loved that sibling that's constantly taking our clothes or that's constantly following us around? How would life change? What would people see? If we started making time to, instead of tearing each other down and cussing each other out or talking bad about other people, if we really talked in ways that would encourage, just encourage, to build up, to love on, what would happen if for those people that were doing wrong, that we would take time out to care for them and love on them and build a relationship with them so that they would want to hear why we don't approve of that? How would that look different? How would our schools look different? How would our workplaces look different? How would our homes look different? There's so many different possibilities. Yet the command is very simple: to love the way that Jesus loved. The purpose, again, very simple: to reveal who God is, how powerful He is, and the change that has given to our lives. What would that all come out to be? To prove the truth, prove the truth of Jesus, of His love, of His power. We could spend a lot of time looking throughout the Bible over what Jesus says about who He is. Whether it be through Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, take some time. Look through the example that Jesus showed in His love. Where can you develop that in your life? Where do you need more of that in your life? Take some time and ask God to give you a hand with that. Thanks for taking time. There's plenty of other resources and possibilities that you can find if you check out cefcyouth.com. I hope you have an incredible rest of today. Know you're loved and you never have to be alone. God bless.